Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Definitive Guide to the Perimenopause and Menopause is a nonfiction health book by Dr. Louise Newson, a GP and hormone specialist known for her work in menopause education and care, written as an evidence-based guide. It explains the biological changes involved in perimenopause and menopause, and translates current medical knowledge into practical advice for readers. The book is designed for women experiencing symptoms, but it is also relevant to partners, families, and healthcare professionals who want a clearer understanding of hormone-related changes. Its purpose is both educational and corrective. It addresses common misconceptions, explains the role of hormones in health and well-being, and discusses treatment options, especially hormone replacement therapy. By combining clinical expertise, case-based discussion, and accessible explanations, the book positions menopause not as an isolated complaint, but as a significant stage of health that deserves informed support and careful treatment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, hormonal change as the central framework for understanding perimenopause and menopause. A defining feature of the book is its emphasis on hormones as the key to understanding what happens during perimenopause and menopause, rather than treating symptoms as disconnected problems. Dr. Newson organizes the subject around the decline and fluctuation of reproductive hormones and the broad effects those changes can have on the body and mind. This approach matters because it helps readers see why symptoms vary so widely between individuals and why some women experience changes in sleep, mood, memory, energy, or physical comfort. The book also clarifies that menopause is not only about the end of periods, but about a wider hormonal transition with consequences that can affect daily life and future health. By presenting the endocrine basis of symptoms in a direct, accessible way, the book gives readers a more coherent model for interpreting their experiences and for discussing them with clinicians. Secondly, hormone replacement therapy, presented as a major evidence-based treatment option. The guide gives substantial attention to hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, because it is one of the most important and debated treatments in menopause care. Dr. Newson explains its role in managing symptoms and in supporting longer-term health, while also addressing fears and misinformation that often surround it. This is not a one-sided promotional treatment of HRT. Instead, the book frames it as a clinical option that should be understood in context, including who may benefit, what questions to ask, and why individual decision-making matters. That focus is significant because many women have received incomplete or outdated information about hormone treatment, leaving them uncertain about risks, benefits, and alternatives. The book's value lies in helping readers evaluate HRT using evidence rather than hearsay, so treatment decisions become more informed and less driven by stigma or confusion. Thirdly, practical management through lifestyle, mental health, and daily functioning beyond medical treatment. The book covers practical ways to manage menopause in everyday life, including exercise, nutrition, and mental health care. This section of the book is important because menopause is often experienced not as a single symptom, but as a cluster of changes that affect work, relationships, confidence, and physical stamina. Dr. Newson treats lifestyle measures as supportive tools rather than miracle cures, which gives the discussion a realistic balance. The reader is encouraged to think about how sleep disruption, stress, activity levels, and eating patterns interact with hormonal change, and why small adjustments can make symptoms easier to manage. The mental health dimension is also crucial, since mood changes, anxiety, and brain fog are frequently minimized or misunderstood. By connecting practical self-care with medical understanding, the book helps readers create a more workable response to the whole experience of menopause. Fourthly, real case studies and expert contributors make the medical material more usable. The book uses case studies and specialist perspectives to make its medical information more concrete and relatable. The structure is effective because menopause is highly individual, and readers often recognize their own experiences more easily when they see how symptoms can appear in different real-world contexts. The case-based format also helps translate theory into practice, showing how hormone changes, symptom patterns, and treatment decisions play out in actual clinical situations. In addition, the inclusion of expert voices broadens the discussion beyond one discipline, reinforcing that menopause affects multiple aspects of health. This approach improves credibility because it does not rely only on abstract explanation. It shows how evidence is applied in consultation, diagnosis, and ongoing care. For readers, the benefit is practical clarity. They can better understand what kinds of issues are common, what can be addressed medically, and how to prepare for conversations with healthcare providers. Lastly, a corrective book that challenges myths, stigma, and gaps in menopause care. One of the book's strongest functions is its corrective stance toward misinformation and medical neglect. Dr. Newson is known for arguing that menopause has been under-discussed, under-treated, and too often dismissed, and the book reflects that concern by explicitly trying to demystify the topic. This matters because poor information can delay treatment, create unnecessary fear, and leave women feeling isolated or misunderstood. The guide does more than explain symptoms. It also argues for better informed healthcare and greater openness in public conversation. That gives the book a cultural as well as clinical dimension, since it speaks to how menopause is framed in medicine, workplaces, and families by addressing myths directly and offering a more evidence-based narrative. It helps readers reassess assumptions they may have absorbed from earlier medical advice or general culture. In that sense, the book is both educational and reform-minded, aiming to improve how menopause is understood and managed. In conclusion, this book is best suited to women in perimenopause or menopause who want a serious, medically grounded explanation of what is happening to their bodies as well as to partners, family members, and health professionals who need a clearer overview of the topic. Its practical benefit is that it turns a confusing and often fragmented experience into a more understandable clinical picture, with attention to symptoms, treatment choices, and everyday management. Intellectually, it helps readers separate evidence from common myths, especially around HRT and the significance of hormone change across midlife. What makes it stand out from many other menopause books is its combination of specialist authority, evidence-based framing, and accessible language. It is not just a symptom guide or a general wellness book. It is structured as a comprehensive reference that tries to correct misinformation while still remaining readable. For readers looking for a trustworthy, up-to-date menopause resource, it offers a strong blend of medical clarity, practical guidance, and advocacy for better care. If you would like to support Dr. Louise Newson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.